Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, you remember last week we had Annie on. I think a virtual listener, an adult, was calling up. Mm-hmm. And she was having a tough time because she thought that her best friend, there was some really serious personal stuff going on in her best friend's life. Mm-hmm. And her best friend wasn't confiding in her. And this 12-year-old calls up and goes, just get over yourself already. 12 years old. Good morning, Annie. You're on the Burt Show, Q100.
Hi. I just wanted to say that, like, she doesn't have to tell you. It's really none of your business anyway.
Hey, Annie, how old are you?
I'm 12.
All right. Doesn't mean her opinion's any less valid.
No, your opinion is just as valid. We were just curious.
Like, Annie, how would you handle this situation?
It happens to me, like, all the time. I really don't care. They don't have to tell me.
So, like, if your best friend had a secret and she was telling other people and not you, you wouldn't be offended by that?
Not really.
Okay.
Like, she doesn't have to tell me. Like, if she wants to tell me, then she'll tell me. But I'm going to find out anyway, so It doesn't really matter.
All right, so I wanted to try something new this morning. Normally what we'll do is, if you're an adult, we'd have you call up and have the 12-year-old give you advice. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to do now is, because I'm really interested to find out, like, what's stressing out people under the age of 15.
Okay.
So you guys call us up, and Annie will do the best she can to give you some straight, tough love advice, because She obviously has that kind of confidence.
Right.
404-741-Q100. Good morning, Annie.
Hey.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Annie, are you the girl, like, in your group that generally just, you know, you say what's on your mind and people come to you for advice?
I think so. I hope so.
You sure seem like you got it together.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
She's like, well, ask me a question, I'll answer it.
That's right.
Do you have your radio turned all the way down?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
All right, I'm going to put you on with Allie first. She's got the first question for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Allie?
Huh?
Hey, how old are you?
13.
All right, Allie, why don't you tell Annie what's bothering you right now? We'll see if Annie can give you some tough love advice, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Well, my parents' names are Andre and David Smith, and they have been fighting for the longest time that I can imagine.
Okay.
And my parents, I don't want them to get a divorce because most of my friends' parents are divorced or getting divorced.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's got to stress you up. Boy, that's a heavy one to start with right there, Annie.
Yeah, that must really suck. But your parents, like, if they're not, like, happy together, then, like, you shouldn't feel bad if they get separated. Because if they get separated, they obviously, like, aren't, like, happy together.
That's really good advice right there. So she's saying rather than, you know, like you're getting all stressed out of your parents fighting, but maybe in the long run, is that what you're saying, Annie, that it might be better that they just separate?
And then if they get divorced, like, they'll both be happier and you won't have to hear them, like, them fighting all the time.
Does that help at all there, Allie?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Right. Good luck. Bye-bye. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, for some of you adults that call up, you know,
Mom or dad's going to have a really weird conversation with her in a couple hours.
That one's going to be tough.
Did you call Q100?
No, it wasn't me.
I was trying to get y'all not to laugh, though, because it's her parents.
I'm very serious, but
yeah, just when she called the names out was the only thing that I thought was funny about it. But for you parents, there's something to learn here, too, because how many times have we taken calls from virtual listeners that are parents that are staying together just for the kids? And they're miserable in their relationship, and they just keep saying, you know what, so long as we can keep the family together, we'll be all right. Your kids are picking up on it.
I don't understand why adults never think that the child knows what's going on. They certainly know what's going on, regardless. They don't even have to be 13, younger than 13, but you really have to look at the environment that you're creating for your kids. And if you're fighting all the time, then is it really worth it?
Annie, that was a tough first one. I think you did really well.
Yeah, I know. I was, like, scared because I didn't know what to say because it's a sensitive subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough one right there. Annie, where do you go to school?
Loving Good.
Okay. Wow. Good morning, Alexa. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hi. You have a question for Annie?
Yeah, well, I have a teacher in science that absolutely hates me, and I have, like, a 97 in her class. And she'll, like, embarrass me in front of my friends, and I do, like, most of a project, and she'll say I'm not doing anything.
Oh, my goodness. I have, like, a million of those teachers. Okay. So if your teacher is just like, oh, you're not doing anything, just be like, yeah. Just say yeah, and then they don't know what to say. Just be like, yeah. Just be like, I do stuff, but, you know.
Because, Alexa, she's giving you the good grades that you deserve, right?
Well, because she'll lose some of my projects, and I'll turn them in, and I'll even make copies of them and turn them in, but she won't accept them late, and I'll already have turned them in.
So, what's your deal?
Say that one more time, Annie.
Just be like, I turned it in, so what's the problem?
Because I really need a good grade in her class.
Well, you have a 97, right?
Yeah, but every time I turn something in, it'll get lost or missing, and I'll get a zero on it, and it'll pull my grade down.
Well, it's not pulling it down that bad. Like, 97's okay.
And the year is, like, almost over, so you just got to stick it out till the year's over and just tell people, just, you know, to be aware of her meanness.
Okay.
All right. Next year.
All right, Alexa.
Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, as the adult, I'm interpreting that, like, you know what? You may be getting a tough time about it, but you're still getting a 97, so stop griping.
And the first thing I thought about is, like, make copies of all your assignments and have a copy back up so that you can prove that you turned it in, but...
That's probably a great suggestion also.
Yeah, because if she's getting zeros and it's 97, then, I mean, it could, by the end of May or whenever, you know, that school gets out, I mean, it could drop her grade down, so I'd make copies.
Yeah, and teachers don't like to hear that they lost stuff. So, like, if you turn something in and they lose it, and you're like, well, turned it in and you lost it, they don't like to hear that. So don't ever say that the teacher lost it, because they'll get mad.
So just put it on yourself is what you're saying?
Well, don't put it on yourself, but just be like, oh, I don't know what happened to it because I turned it in. Don't ever say that they lost it.
I see what you're saying. Don't directly, like, put them on defense.
Yeah.
I got you. Hey, Raven, how old are you?
I know. 14.
You're 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I have a question. I changed my question. I have this friend, like, at my school, I'm cool with a lot of people. I'm just, you know, a general nice person. At least I like to think so. And there's this girl. She swears she's, like, my best friend ever. And we really not that close. We were kind of close last year because we had a mutual friend. But now it's just like, hey, how you doing? What's up? But nothing. It's not really, oh, my God, you have to turn the radio down. I'm trying to tell my mom to turn the radio down. What should I do? Because I don't want to just, like, totally blow her off. Be like, oh, my God, I really don't like you. But then, I mean, she's not that bad.
Well, you don't have to be friends with her. Like, if you don't want to be friends with her, just stop saying hi.
You could ask me next question.
No, I couldn't have. Okay, but see, my thing is, I can't just, like, stop saying hi to people because all the people in my school will tell you, because it's only, like, 240 of us, all the people in my school will tell you, it's just my thing to just, like, know everybody by name and say hi and good morning. Yeah, but she just want to make it this big, long, drawn-out thing. She got a nickname for me, and she asked me about all these questions. She want to be in on all of my inside jokes, and I'm just like, it's not working like that. Like, what is the problem?
Like, you're walking down the hall, and she goes, hey, and she calls you by the nickname, just don't even acknowledge her. And then she says your real name and turn around and say, hey.
Okay.
Because, like, if you, like, and really, like, if she tries to be in your inside jokes, and she's like, oh, yeah, who is this? Or, like, she walks up, and you talk about somebody, and she goes, oh, who are we talking about? Just be like, nobody, and change the subject.
Okay. That was great. Thank you. I love the bird.
Well, hold on a minute. What's your mom yelling about?
Give me the phone.
Oh, here comes Mama.
Oh, Mama.
Jeez.
Here comes Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Come on, Mama.
Good morning. I am riding in this car. That child could have asked me that for free and not used my cell phone. She's going to take the advice of another teenager, and I've got 44 years of experience.
See, you know how it is, though. No one wants to listen to Mom or Dad. You guys don't know anything.
These teenagers are lost. They fracking back on mine.
What advice would you have given her?
I would have told her to speak and keep it moving. Don't stand there and hold a conversation. Just speak, hey, how you doing? Keep it moving. It takes 5 seconds to say good morning. That wasn't even 5 seconds. That was one. Good morning. 2 seconds.
That's pretty much exactly what Annie said right there.
You know what? But parents are out of touch.
Yeah, man. You haven't had to go through that in a long time. That's why Annie's on top of it.
That's right.
Going through this every day.
And just so you know, we've moved on from when you got your cell phone. It's no longer a quarter a minute.
Good morning, Randy.
It's not.
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15. All right. What do you got for Annie?
I just have a lot of rumors going around about me at school. Just saying that I picked my nose and I wet my bed. Stuff like that.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Well, then they're not rumors, are they?
But I don't want people knowing about it.
You're just checking with us, right?
Say what?
You're just checking with us. You don't have any rumors at school, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Seriously, about wetting your bed?
And picking my nose.
All right, Annie, how are you going to handle that one?
Are kids at your school lame? Because I feel like they are. Who starts a rumor that you pick your nose and wet your bed? Who are these kids?
I don't know.
That's a lame rumor. If you're going to start a rumor, start a good rumor. Don't start a lame one.
I think that's solid advice.
So the problem isn't with you. It's with the losers at your school. The best they can come up with is you pick your nose.
Good morning, Tiana. You're on with Annie.
Hey, Annie, how you doing? I'm really happy that we have somebody younger who understands. Anyway, I have a group of friends because I don't like to have too many friends, so there's like four or five of us, and we're really close, but then there's this one girl who just seems to, like, be jealous of, like, our group because she just came in, and, like, it's like every time we go to do something, she does it. I don't know if it's to fit in. Like when I learned how to play the piano, she started to learn. When I start singing, because I like to sing, she started singing. And it's just like really, I don't know what. And her friendship means everything to me, but I just don't know.
Well, like, obviously if she's copying you, she wants to be in your group and she wants to be your friend. Is she like mean or like is there a problem that y'all had that's like... You don't like her, she doesn't like you, or...
We've always been cool since, like, the sixth grade. We was always cool, but we just really got entwined to each other.
Like, you kind of, like, started to butt heads on some things?
No, we just kind of, you know, started hanging out more because we got closer.
So and then she started to, like, copy you?
Yeah, she just started doing everything I'm doing. And then it's just, like, I can understand if you want to learn, I could teach you. But it's, like... I sing, and then that's something that's close to me, and then she goes and do it, and I'm like, you don't even like singing as much as I do.
Yeah, that gets, like, really annoying, and, like, I don't know, I guess you could just be like, why are you copying me? Like, can you not come up with your own ideas that you have to steal mine? Like,
yeah, I've talked to her about it, because, you know, I'm really opinionated, so I'm like, you know, could you just please just, you know, stop, because, you know, this is something that's close to me, not you, so I don't know what the problem is, but, you know.
She doesn't stop.
It really gets ridiculous.
You know, it makes me realize is that we take the exact same calls for adults that we do for kids.
Right.
I mean, this is a call that we took not too long ago from one roommate saying the same thing about the other roommate. They were like 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The exact same thing.
Remember we had that girl?
I can understand it with kids, but with grown-ups, that's just being whiny. Like, for real, you're a grown-up. Handle it.
Annie, it never changes. I still don't believe anybody ever really evolves past the ninth grade. I swear to you. Look at Paris Hilton. You're way more mature than Paris Hilton is.
And I remember once I got mad at Bert, so I told everybody he picks his nose and wets the bed.
But he does.
Now I'm embarrassed to find out that was a lame rumor.
It is a lame rumor. Like, who starts that rumor? That's stupid. Like, start a rumor that he made out with this girl or something. Don't say that he wets the bed and picks his nose.
No, nobody would believe that Bert made out with a girl.
Hey, Jordan, real quick, you're on with Annie.
Yeah, Annie, I just wanted to tell you, first off, I'm 18, and I just think the fact that you are so confident to get out here and help other kids is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I really do. Like, you, wow. I mean, you're 12 years old?
Yeah.
Gosh, I would never have had the confidence to do that at 12 years old. That's awesome.
Annie, I think you did a great job for your very first time on the radio. I think you did a really, 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 really great job.
Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for coming on with us. Will you do it again with us in a couple of weeks?
Of course.
All right, Annie. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thank you for joining us.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like that. Ask Annie. She got it together, man. To come on the radio like that and come strong at 12 years old, she got it together.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.